Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
Deuteronomy 4:20. But the Lord hath taken you and brought you forth out of the iron furnace, even out of Egypt, to be unto him a people of inheritance, as you are this day. Verse 23. Take heed unto yourselves, lest you forget the covenant of the Lord your God, which he made with you, and make you a graven image or the likeness of anything which the Lord thy God hath forbidden thee. For the Lord thy God is a consuming fire, even a jealous God. Thank God. He knows he's the only real God. He doesn't want you messing around with false gods. Now, if you don't obey God, here's what's going to happen to you. Here's plan B. Verse 27. And the Lord shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the nations. Again, it's the word goyim. Whither the Lord shall lead you. Plan B, you're going to have to be scattered. Now, this word in the Hebrew is a word, it's a sowing word, like seed. He literally sowed those Jews in the earth, in all the earth. When the Bible was translated into Greek, the Septuagint was the first translation of the Hebrew Bible into another language. The word that they used for this is diaspora, maybe. Do you see that seed word spore in there? Diaspora, disperse, we get that word from it, the seed. There are some crops that you can go in your farm and you just plow a row, and then you drop a kernel of corn and drop a kernel of corn and drop one. But there are others that you broadcast. And this is the broadcast kind. Now, the Jews, if they didn't obey God, they were going to be scattered. And the great scattering of the Jews is known as the diaspora. Every Jew who lives in Israel tonight is a Jew in the land. Every Jew who lives anywhere else in the world is in the diaspora. The diaspora, they have come to call it. They have been sown out there in the world. Everything in this Bible is seed time and harvest. Now, God in his plan will sow them. They will be scattered. But his plan is that in the last days, he's going to gather them. Now, this is a harvest word. Pastor spoke about harvest tonight. That thrilled me. There's more than one harvest. The Jews are one of those harvests. And so from all that sowing, literally you came, because when Paul would go and take the message, he'd go someplace there was a synagogue around where the Greeks were or whatever. And he'd start out there. And so the light came through that scattering to the world. But now he says in verse 29, and Moses didn't go into the promised land. This is all told before they ever went in there. But if from thence, and actually the Hebrew says when from thence you seek the Lord your God, you shall find him, if you seek him with all your heart and all your soul, and when you are in tribulation. Here's the first time we see the tribulation time spoken of. When you are in tribulation, and all these things are come upon you in the latter days, there's going to be a week, we're going to study about it in Daniel, tribulation, the great tribulation, 7 days. When you are in tribulation and all these things are come upon you in the latter days, if you turn to the Lord your God and be obedient unto his voice, he will not forget your covenant. And this prophesies the last day restoration. Now turn with me to Deuteronomy 28. You're familiar with these chapters, are you not? Because Galatians 3 tells us that we can have these blessings, and that we're delivered from this curse. So Deuteronomy chapter 28 says, when you come into the land, speaking to Israel, Deuteronomy 28, and look at the last part of verse 1, the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. They are to be the head nation, the governmental nation. Now that's the promise. The kingdom will be worked through them. and all these blessings shall come on thee. And then it has all these blessings. We're familiar with those blessings. But it says if you don't obey the Lord God, then all these curses are going to come. And verse 64 is the worst curse and the culmination of the curse. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 64 says, and the Lord shall scatter thee among all people from one end of the earth to the other. It happened, didn't it? This scattering, this diaspora. So, plan B calls, they will be scattered, but in the last days they will be gathered. Now we're going to look at Jeremiah 31, and every time it talks about the scattering, it talks about the gathering of this crop. Jeremiah 31. There are many, 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 many scriptures. We'll just look at this one because it's so clear. It speaks to someone. It speaks to the nations. God's sign, we saw this in our first session, to the world that he is God. God's witness is the gathering of these nations, of Jews, rather. Jeremiah 31:10. Hear the word of the Lord, O ye nations. Who's supposed to pay attention to this? The nations. And declare it in the isles afar off and say, he that scattered Israel will gather him and keep him as a shepherd does his flock. Now the great timing of this, they'll be scattered and then they'll be gathered. The timing for the gathering is given to us in some of the scriptures, and we'll read just one of those right now, Jeremiah 23. Well, let's read Jeremiah 3 first. He ties this gathering, this last day gathering of the Jews back to their land, to his setting up the kingdom out of Jerusalem. So we're going to read Jeremiah 3. We'll read first verse 18. Jeremiah 3:18. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel. There were 12 tribes of Israel. The northern 10 tribes went into apostasy first. The two southern tribes obeyed God longer, Judah and Benjamin. So Judah is what he's calling the two southern tribes. The northern tribes were dispersed and went away. People didn't even know where they are, but some of them are coming home now. And he prophesied that they will both come back together, right here in verse 18. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. Now the Jews have been dispersed, especially the past 2,000 years. Really the days of their dispersion are about 2,600 years. But their dispersion has been over the earth, and they have come home in trickles from other directions, but they never really came home from the north until the wall fell in Berlin and they were allowed to come out of Russia. Now more than 600,000 Jews have come out of Russia, the Soviet Union itself, and they have come back in since 1991 primarily. So he ties particularly when they come in. We've had a miracle, folks, in this century that we've lived in, the miracle of the ingathering. It is the biggest miracle, and it is the biggest sign that Jesus is coming soon, because it's a sign he's about to set up the kingdom. And he says, now you're really getting close when they come from the north. Hallelujah. And we see that here in verse 18. He points out the north. In those days the house of Judah shall walk with the house of Israel, and they shall come together out of the land of the north to the land that I have given for an inheritance unto your fathers. Now back up to verse 17, and you'll see he ties it to the time of the kingdom. At that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Jehovah. That's why the devil's so mad. That's why all the nations of this earth are saying, give it away. Give East Jerusalem away. East Jerusalem is Old Jerusalem, all the holy places. Because God's word says, at that time they shall call Jerusalem the throne of Jehovah. And all the nations shall be gathered unto it, to the name of Jehovah, to Jerusalem shall they walk, neither shall they walk any more after the imagination of their evil hearts. that's going to happen during the millennium. Now I want you to turn to Jeremiah 23. We're just looking in Jeremiah because it's easy to find them all together. They're in all the prophets. All the prophets tell this. Jeremiah 23:7. Therefore, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that they shall no more say, Jehovah lives, which brought up the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt, but Jehovah lives, which brought up and which led the seed of the house of Israel out of the north country and from all the countries whither I had driven them, and they shall dwell in their own land. Again, he marks out the north country. Now, what's going to happen at this time? Verse 5, behold, the days come, saith Jehovah, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. In his days Judah shall be saved, and Israel shall dwell safely. And this is his name whereby he shall be called Jehovah Sitkenu, the Lord our righteousness. So we see that it's tying when they come home from the north right to the setting up of the visible, literal kingdom of God on this earth. When they came home, straight north of Jerusalem is Moscow. When they came home, and I've seen them come, oh, I know them. I've sat by them in my classes. I've been in their homes. They don't even know why they came, but they came because the word says they're coming, and they are signs that it's about time for the literal kingdom to be set up in the earth. Now, turn to the words of Jesus. Jesus referred us to Daniel. Daniel must be a very important book if Jesus referred us to him. We're going to look at the first place in Matthew 25. Excuse me, 24. And Jesus went out and departed from the temple, and his disciples came to him for to show him the buildings of the temple. This is the second temple, but this is the second temple as it has been redone by Herod. Herod was a madman, but he was a genius builder. And he rebuilt the second temple. He had worked on it, I think, about 34 years. He had made a great temple platform, a 39-acre area, and which set like this, and the temple itself would have set about right here. What's left of this is the Western Wall, and that's where the diggings have been taking place, which we will talk about on another night and let you see how important that is. The news these days is not political, it's spiritual. These things that are happening in the earth. And so Herod had built this great wall. When the Jews dug down under there, the Christians were...
Thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways. On the internet website at www.billybrim.org. Or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!